style changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Tracking with the herb of the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenance for all generation. It's there in abundance.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty assistant and producer, Mr. Frank C. Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc.
Outstanding, outstanding. You know, we often talk about obesity and decry the fact that so many in this country and particularly in our community are obese. A lot of attention is given to by many to losing weight, losing some of those extra pounds. And in fact, you know, weight loss has become a huge source of revenue for many, let's call them business-minded individuals in our society. It is at least a multi-billion dollar industry, and probably even trillion dollar industry. But I'm not really sure that the client or the practitioner has the right reason for these weight loss efforts. You know, Brother Frank, many, if not most of our sisters, they want to lose weight because they want to get in that new dress or they want to look good on the beach. Now we that's good. We want our sisters to look good. And more importantly, we want them to feel good about themselves. But today, we want to bring to the forefront that obesity is a killer.
Oh, yeah.
That obesity is a killer. And in fact, obesity is one of the leading risk factors for chronic disease and premature death in this country. So let's focus a little bit on some of the key modifying risk factors of obesity for chronic disease. You know, one of the things is that obesity leads to a metabolic dysfunction and a chronic low-grade inflammation throughout the body. I mean, that is, and since we know that inflammation is associated with so many issues, you know, in particular, the excess tissue fat, all right, especially that around those organs, we call it the visceral fat, is not just a passive storage of fat, but it's an active endocrine organ that disturbs the normal physiological processes of the body. You know, So when we look at this chronic low-grade inflammation, we see that these fat cells, when they are enlarged, you know, these adipocytes, they become dysfunctional and they trigger a immune response. The fat tissues actually release excess, what we call pro-inflammatory triggering molecules, such as the cytokines. And I don't know if you remember, Frank, what time we studied inflammation and the brain. And as soon as a person, say, is stung by a bee or something happens on the skin, immediately the cytokines go travel to the brain and, mm-hmm. and signals a whole series of reactions. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. Then you have something called the tumor necrosis factor. This is another pro-inflammatory mediator of disease. And so these things are affected by this excess body fat. Then you have a localized inflammation that can spread throughout the whole body, causing a chronic, a chronic low-grade systemic inflammation. Mm-hmm. And it is a key driver in the development and the promotion, progression of heart disease, diabetes, and even certain cancers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked a lot about diabetes. It is epidemic in our community. A lot of us don't connect diabetes with inflammation. But the chronic inflammation releases certain free fatty acids, all right? And these free fatty acids interfere with the body's response to the insulin in the muscles, all right? And in the liver, and produces what we call insulin resistance, all right? Now, insulin resistance is one of the major risk factors for the disease. And this leads to because the sugar can't get into the cell to be utilized as energy in the various reactions that's needed, chemical reactions that's needed, it builds up. And this leads to what we call diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And of course, obesity is the strongest risk factor for that disease. But obesity also affects the mechanical and hemodynamic areas of the body and puts strain on the body. It carrying this excess weight forces the heart to work harder. It has to pump blood throughout the body, and it's because you're obese, it's a larger mass that this heart has to pump through, and so it gets enlarged, and we have enlargement of the heart. Just about all Americans have what we call left ventricular hypertrophy, enlargement of the left ventricle of the heart because of the increased pressure. Mm-hmm. And this also causes increase in blood pressure, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And this strain combined with the inflammation accelerates the buildup of plaque in the arteries, something we call atherosclerosis. It leads to heart disease. It leads to strokes. It leads to kidney failure. It's just a major factor. But then the musculoskeletal system is also impacted because the added weight that's put on those weight-bearing joints like the knees and the hips accelerates the wear and tear of those organs, and it leads to increased risk in both osteoarthritis and in chronic joint pain. Mm. Now, Brother Frank, I used to see old folk bent over and walking slow, and I, you know, I used to sort of chuckle until my back went out. And I noticed that I was walking a little bent over. And I said, man, is this what getting old is all about?
Yeah.
And thank the Lord for my patches and for ginger. It saved me, man. I thought I was getting old, sure enough, you know. Now, obesity also impacts hormonal changes, Brother Frank.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And those hormonal changes will lead to a risk, increased risk of certain cancers. Because what happens is the fat tissue produces hormones like estrogen.
Mm.
And even a variety of what we call growth factors.
Mm.
And this tumor growth accelerates these hormones, and the growth factor can stimulate the proliferation of different cells that are linked to an increase in various cancers, including breast, colon, endometrial or uterine cancer, and kidney cancers, among others. And so obesity is a monster. It can lead to changes in the GI system. It is the leading cause of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and kidney stones, obesity. And we talked about the cancers, postmenopausal breast cancer, colorectal, kidney, even pancreatic cancer is increased by obesity.
Mm.
Lastly, there are certain respiratory issues, obstructive sleep apnea. You know, I see people with all these devices that they're sleeping with, you know, and I tell them, look, you can get rid of that device if you lose that weight. And that is something that's very, very, very important. Now, the number here is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We're talking about today obesity as a chronic risk factor, and we want to take a more comprehensive look at obesity. You know, if we look at the definition of obesity, according to the World Health Organization, it is the abnormal excessive accumulation of fat that presents a risk to the health. That's obesity. And there are a number of ways to measure obesity and sort of diagnose it as a disease. And one of the main ones is something called the BMI, the body mass index. All right. And so when we look at the BMI, a healthy person has a BMI of 18.5 to 24.9, overweight 25 to 29.5. And obesity starts at 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to just leave it there. But now, Brother Frank, they got it classified. Class 1 is 30 to 34.9. Class 2 is 35 to 39.9. and class three is anything over 40, you know. And so, you know, we call that severe morbid obesity, you know. And so it's really important that we understand this, and that you need to know what your BMI is. You can just go online in the privacy of your own house and pull up BMI calculator, put in your height and your weight, and it'll calculate it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I want to talk about today, Brother Frank, is this thing of perception. Perception. Mm-hmm. You know, I read an article and even showed it to you that I thought was really, really interesting. It started out based on a study that was done over in England, when you know, in response to the rising rate of childhood obesity, the children was started getting screened at school, and they told their parents about the child's weight status and the risk for this obsessive body fat. And interestingly enough, telling the parents this, instead of the parents getting excited and you know, wanting to do something, they got angry.
Mm-hmm.
They got angry because the parents contributed the weight to genetics, or this is just you know, puppy fat, and claim that their children were healthy. Well, the reality is, when they looked at it, even though 80% of the parents thought the kids were healthy, only 0.2%, or less than 1 in 500 of those kids actually was healthy. And so, you know, this perception is something significant, because, you know, if it ain't broke, why would you want to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see it as being broke, then you're not going to fix it. And then there was another study that was done, and it was very interesting. They looked at some 2,000 households, and they wanted to see if the children was meeting the fruit, vegetable, and sugar recommendations of the U.S. Dietary guidelines and the American Heart Association. And you know, we know that even those guidelines are suspect.
Oh yeah.
But what they found is that in the ages of 3 to 18, when they looked at over 2,000 households, 0 children met the minimal standards.
Oh, wow.
You know, 0 met the minimal standards. Instead of eating 6 or less teaspoons of sugar a day, they were eating almost 3 times that much of added sugar per day. All right? And last thing I'll mention on this is there was another study. They looked at over 20 countries, and they found out that in 94% of parents with obese children, they believe that their children were normal weight, only slightly overweight. 94% of them believe that. Now, this is significant because they found that the greater the obesity prevalence, the more likely the parent was to think that that child was normal.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so if you think your child is not obese, maybe it's because you're obese and you're trying to overlook the obesity that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is really, really significant. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Rick Barco, Dr. Watkins.
Brother Rick.
Good day, gentlemen. First, let me say all the best wishes to the family of H. Rapp Brown, who has, according to Al Sharpton's news service, passed on.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say, sail on, brother man, sail on. Mm-hmm. And to the two of you, black people have struggled with poverty there in America, and a part of poverty is struggling with food insecurity. And so we stuff ourselves, and people don't want to hear this obesity conversation. So I wish you two the best as you go into the holiday season, talking about proper diet and proper weight. Love you. Talk to you later.
Appreciate you, man. And you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear about it. And I want to spend a few minutes now talking about some of the reasons they don't want to hear about it. It's not that people are not concerned about their health, but they are. But there's a role, Frank, of corporate influence
mm-hmm.
in the obesity epidemic. You know, just like with the tobacco industry, where they would add extra nicotine to the cigarettes to make them more addictive, the food industry is employing taste, all right, engineering
mm-hmm.
to accomplish the similar goal. That is to maximize the irresistibility of their product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want food to taste good, but what they're doing is they're recognizing that taste is this leading factor in food choices. Things like salt, sugar, and fat is used as the three points to produce this hyper-stimulating and hyper palatability to tempt people to be impulse to buy and have this compulsive consumption of food.
Yes,
so they are engineering the food. You know, the reality is that food is big business, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You told me, you mentioned earlier today that the processed food industry alone brings in over $2 trillion a year.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. $2 trillion a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does, it gives them the economic might to manipulate more than just the taste profile, but public policy and even scientific inquiry. So that food, alcohol, tobacco industries, they use similar unsavory tactics to block health regulations, to co-opt professional organizations, to create these front groups, and to even distort science, Brother Frank.
Mm.
Therefore, having a direct impact on what we eat and what we drink. Mm. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hey, Dr. Frank. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah, this is the G3 over in Southeast. I was listening to the conversation about obesity. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah, I was talking, you were talking about obesity. I was just thinking, I was born in 1948, so you know, I'm 77. Listen, when I went to school, in grade school, you might have had one or two children that were big or fat. Like junior high school, middle school, you might have had two or three, but high school, you might have had three or four. Now, you think about half the students, the children now in school, I see them every day walking down here in Southeast of Mississippi Avenue, going from school. They are, even in elementary school, grade school, they are obese and then junk food. Because when that came up, our parents fed us good. It was 10 in our family, 7 girls and 3 boys. And I remember my mother had brown flour. Our grandmother had brown flour, brown sugar. I don't eat, they tell my boss white sugar has been over 50 years. I don't eat white sugar. I don't eat white bread. If I do go to a cookout, maybe, but I feed the birds white bread. But it was brown bread. It things that my mother could get it. Wheat, whole wheat, rye, pumpernickel, anything dark. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
My mother had, every meal she had, we had 2 vegetables. She said, and let one of those vegetables be green. Later over the years, when I went to school, I got the army, came out from Vietnam, I felt green, yeah. Green stuff all the time. I'm telling you, something green, have 2 vegetables and let one of them be green. I said, the elephant is the largest mammal on the face of the earth today. I said, he's a vegetarian. Never didn't even eat a mosquito. And look how big and strong he is and smart he is. And can run. I said, and eat nothing but greens. He don't eat no meat at all. I said, now he's, but I just want to comment. I listen to you every Monday. I appreciate you, but I can go on and on.
All right, appreciate your comment. You have an outstanding day.
Keep up the good work. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Keep us in your prayers. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing, doctor? How you doing, Frank?
Yes.
My name is Antonio. I'm 52 years old. I'm 5'11". My EGFR is 77. I'm not diabetic, and I don't have high blood pressure. How do I get that EGFR back to 100 or going into that direction? That's my question.
So the EGFR is the the glomerular filtration rate, and that measures kidney function. And with the EGFR of 77, that means that this gentleman is in second stage kidney failure. And we've talked about it a number of times that many doctors don't even say it. And I'm pleased that you recognize that even 77, although it's not, you're not in critical shape, it's moving in the wrong direction. So, that plant-based diet, you know, I put patients on a rice diet, you know, I get them walking. I make sure that they're getting their weight down, the blood pressure down. Those are the things that will, bring that back. There's something, it's actually a B vitamin, that's very, very helpful. A coenzyme Q10 that's been shown to be very helpful, for the kidneys. We saw it as being helpful mainly for the heart, but it's also helpful for the kidneys and helps to reverse, kidney failure. So, those are some of the things that you can do. But it definitely is reversible. We've even seen stage 5 kidney failure, although that's very, very difficult, but we've seen it be reversed if people were willing to do the changes necessary. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you, doctor.
All right. 202-588-0893. We're talking about obesity. Give us a call with comments or questions. Let's go back to our phones. Let's call her. You on the line?
I think that's it.
All right. All right. So, you know, this thing is we're saying is not just an accident. All right. It's not an accident. You know, there was the corporations really wield the power in this country. You know that, Brother Frank, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
They wouldn't do that, Doc. They wouldn't. Huh? They wouldn't do that.
Well, what happens is they spend millions of dollars on lobbyists to influence legislation.
Oh, man.
And most of these lobbyists are what's called revolvers, meaning they were former federal employees in this revolving door between industry and the industry that they're regulating, all right? And so when they quit their jobs, they quit to go and work for industry to go back in and lobby. And one of the biggest things that they did in 2010, matter of fact, it was January the 21st, 2010, the Supreme Court, the who? Supreme Court passed a ruling on what's called Citizens United.
Yep.
You remember that, Brother Frank?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And what this did, it permitted corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money on campaign ads to trash anybody who dared to speak against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this thing is no wonder why the elected officials won't stand up, because they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because government is about big food, big food, big food,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if they speak up, they're gone, you know? The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to your phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
And Dr. Watkins, this is Marvin for Watson. How you doing, man?
What's that, Marvin?
Hey, man, you know, I say every day, I tell people to hydrate. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I'm hydrating for about the first 8 to 12 hours. I'm not thinking about food. Hey, man, I'm hydrating on green juices, my beet juice mixed with ginger and apple. I'm using my juicer, juicing cucumbers, celery, beets, apple, ginger.
Yes, sir.
I'm hydrating the first 12 hours a day. I may eat a little something, like I fix some lentils and some kidney beans. For this evening, you know, it's all about your mindset. And it took me a long time, man. It's all about your mindset. You know, we all
Frank, I remember when Marvin first became my patient. You know, he wasn't that eager to hydrate. Go ahead, Brother Marvin.
And you know, we all have food addictions, man. But
yeah,
we all do. We all do. But first of all, I don't like sweets. My sweets are fruits. Okay. Fruits that has moisture, pomegranate, yellow watermelons, and stuff like that, man. And you know, it just pineapples. I got some pineapple. I got two pineapples with me right now. Hey,
all right now.
Just your mindset, man. You know, we all have struggles, man. I have struggles. Yeah, man. But, you know, we don't have to let food control us. We can control what we eat. And if we once a day, once every other day, eat a lot of fruits, juicing, get the herbs. And I'm taking both of your formulas right now, the Bowel Cleanse ONC, to get the weight down, too. So, you know, it's not hard. I mean, you know, you know, eating healthy foods don't cost that much, and being sick costs a heck of a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate it, Barb.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No question.
Keep up the good work and keep influencing your friends and family to do the same, my brother.
And you know what? The stars will pray on your mindset, man. That's all. That's all.
All right.
It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes a little sacrifice. That's all.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. The number is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watkins. Great job.
Brother Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Brother Frank. Now, let me tell you about this EGFR that the brother was talking about, and you, Dr. Watkins, was talking about. Here is the problem. I don't know if you have heard about it. There was a formula, and maybe still, that was being used where if you are a black person of an African descent, the formula that they used for that reading of your EGFR was making it appear you are more normal than you are not, basically 10 points behind.
Fortunately, Sam, most labs, because of the pressure of the community, have gotten away from that. But you're absolutely correct. And what was happening is because they thought they were in better shape, you know,
let me tell you, it's important to make sure that you check with those labs or at least with a doctor, because we're talking of 2021. That's when they started changing. We're talking of yesterday.
Yeah.
Another thing is oximeter. Oximeter is not doing the right thing for one who has melanin because of the way it works. Very important. People died during COVID because of that. Another one that we must watch out, very important, is the reading of saying, oh, you can take 800 international units of vitamin D3. You know, we need more again because of the melanin, which blocks the UVB that helps make the vitamin D in our body. We have to always look at the measurement of the units, not the units, but the machines they are using on the scale. In most cases, almost 100%, it is not made by, it is not scaled for our body. It is scaled standardized with Caucasian body. And that is where we have to watch out. Again, vitamin D is very important, oximeter, and of course, I'm glad to hear that EGFR has been improved, but in some cases, might not yet be. So the other thing...
I've seen a couple that it's not, so, but we just ignore that.
Okay.
But one of the things that is also, Sam, one of the things that's also significant, if you look at the labs, even the labs are part of the conspiracy, all right? Because they say that basically the normal, they call it the reference interval is 60 and above. Well, 60 is second stage kidney failure.
Yeah.
And it's third stage kidney failure.
Yeah.
And so they are doing things that for someone who's not knowledgeable, they feel that they're good when in reality they're in second or third stage kidney failure.
Yeah.
Really, one has almost to be a scientist to get some of these things straight. Brother Dr. Joel Bevero, that is Berverell, is the gentleman. He got an award not too long ago, I think it was Muhammad Ali something, because of raising that issue of EGFR and, of course, others which have been affecting, you know, our black women when they go to, you know, the delivery and what happens and so forth. So there are racial differences in the way these gadgets work, how they have been standardized, and we must be awake because these things are serious. They could mean life and death.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you, Brother Sam.
That's true.
You're
telling me that the companies will, and the labs included, will drive you to kidney failure, which leads to the money-making dialysis issue?
I'm telling you, that is what's happening, brother. Now, I won't try to say what their motives are. I'm just looking at the fruit, all right? I'm just picking the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Watson and everyone. I very much appreciate your show, and I do know that if you want to live, you have to cook. I have a dental question, if you don't mind. I have a daughter, she's 37, with cerebral palsy, and I'm really fed up with the dental society in this country, especially in Maryland. And my only options are University of Maryland, so I put them on hold for a while. But I want to control the gingivitis in her mouth, but I've kind of gotten it down by using peroxide and baking soda gently and trying to get under the gums with the brush. And we don't do good with water picks. Is there any other natural things I can...
How old is she?
She's 37.
Okay.
And she's had dental care, and we were doing good until COVID, and we shut down for 2 years. And I don't understand why she has that, because I brush her teeth all day after every meal. And I'm wondering if I use birth control for her.
Let me try to help you. There's someone named Dr. X, A-X-E. If you go on YouTube, pull up Dr. Axe Oil Pulley. It's a short video. AXE.
Okay.
It's a short video on oil pulling where you use different kinds of oils. I tend to use coconut oil.
I was using that. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it actually works.
Is it a special kind of coconut oil?
No. I use organic coconut oil.
Okay.
I use organic, but you could also put other things in it, like tea tree oil and so forth, if need be. But I would do that, and then there are some holistic dentists around that can also maybe help you.
Look up the DC dentists. Dr. Okay. Terry Victor, the DC dentist. I don't know whether your daughter can do well with a teeth cleaning, but...
Yeah, she's had all that done. It's just a matter of you can't find, because she actually needs the surgery to do deep scaling. So I'm waiting on that. So I was just trying to figure out if what I was doing was still good, because I do use oil of clove oil, and I had stopped using it. But I still use all the natural things that I can use. I just wanted to make sure that I was using the best.
I would do the oil pulling on a regular basis. Initially, I would try to do it on a daily, once or twice a day for at least a couple of weeks,
and
see if it doesn't help.
Okay, I'll go back to doing that then. Thank you very much.
All right.
I had a text from Carol Sharpen. So that said, Sexton in South Carolina does a good job with doing organic and naturalistic health care.
All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
I think that's it.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the things that really upsets me, Brother Frank, and I take it very personal, is that the corrupting commercial influence has actually extended into the medical community.
Yes.
Medical associations. It's like before when just what doctors ordered was used in cigarettes advertisements, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the American Academy of Family Physicians accepted millions of dollars from Coca-Cola, from the Coca-Cola company, in part explicitly to develop what they call consumer educational content on beverages and sweeteners. The only thing a doctor should be telling a patient to do is not drink sodas, period, you know, because of the amount of sugar in those sodas. And even in the non-sugar sodas, those chemicals are probably even worse, you know. And so we need to really recognize what's happening, you know. These corporations, they're coming together, and they're doing things. They're working with community groups, you know, like when this fake grassroots group came out, get government off our backs. And that was, you know, that was for cigarettes, and R.G. Reynolds was the one behind that, you know. America against food taxes. All right. This is a call for the food industry against food taxes. And what's happening here is the power of these front groups, all right, is enough to really stimulate the community to fight, you know, the people who are trying to get them better, you know, the Sugar Association and Corn Refiners Association. They linked horns with the National Confederates Association to partner with the Americans for Food and Beverage. And so what they're doing is they're coming together and they're putting pressure on the government. So it's like the community have been misinformed, all right? And they came out, Brother Frank, with trying to subvert the scientific process for suppressing the use of trans fats. All right, they're trying to say that trans fats are good. You know, where we know that trans fats is a killer. All right. And the global death toll from foods high in trans fats, saturated fat, sugar, and salt is 14 million lives lost every year.
Say that again, Doc.
The global death toll from foods high in trans fats, saturated fats, salt and sugar is 14 million lives lost on a yearly basis.
So, Doc, you're saying that these people are mass murderers?
Well, I'm saying that what they're doing is leading to death. All right? And they know that what they're doing is leading to death, and they keep on doing it. Now, you call that whatever you want. But these people are dying on a daily basis, and the people that should be standing up and fighting the medical community, the political community, the governmental regulatory systems are silent, Brother Frank. They're silent.
They're compliant.
And even more, they're complicit. They're complicit, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually working with these folks and coming up with ways to subvert the truth. And what's happening? We are suffering. And so my last cry is that we need to wake up and take our health in our own hands and start really understanding what's happening. You know, like the brother said, when he was in elementary school, one or two people obese. Now everybody, half the community, 59% of black women in this country are obese, not overweight, are obese, and some of them are morbidly obese. And I love my sisters, but I want to love them longer. All right?
Yes, sir.
And so in order for that to happen, they have to recognize, we as a community have to come together and we have to do something. We have to take this thing in our own hands. So this is just a little bit. We could go spend more hours on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
But this is serious and we need to take it so, because we're entering into one of the most weight producing seasons of the year.
Yes.
Between Christmas and New Year's, we're going to gain a whole bunch of weight, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to you, my brother.
Doc, this has been enlightening. The statistics that you gave, the vital information. We want to thank our able engineer, Kalia Chapman. We want to thank also Acting General Manager Mayuki Williams, the Program Director Katia Stitt, for all of them doing a tireless and hardworking,
unappreciated.
Yeah, unappreciated. That's right. By the way, if you want to donate anytime, go to wpfwfm.org and hit donate now. We want to thank also Maka B for her music, for his music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is the African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Brother Ambrose Lane Jr. Listen in next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. You can listen to archives, recordings of the recent broadcast at wpfwfm.org/archives. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joni, for bringing on a fantastic show today.
Vital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Mr. Prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the health care in a mess, especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise and try your best. My business, the doctor, less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Today, a federal judge dismissed the indictments against two of President Trump's critics, former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Comey had been indicted on charges of making a false statement to Congress and obstructing a congressional investigation, while James was indicted on charges of bank fraud and making a false statement to a financial institution. Both had pleaded not guilty. However, their indictments were dismissed by U.S. District Judge Cameron McGowan Curry because she concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charge, the prosecutor in question, is Lindsey Halligan, who was appointed by President Trump 2 months ago as the interim U.S. attorney in Alexandria, Virginia, to replace Eric Siebert, who Trump had forced out of his job for refusing to pursue charges against Letitia James and James Comey. Halligan, who was a former beauty pageant participant, was chosen for the attorney role despite never having any experience as a prosecutor on any level. Today, the U.S. State Department officially designated Venezuela's Cartel de los Soles, or Cartel of the Suns, as a foreign terrorist organization. For years, U.S. officials have accused Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, and other leaders of transforming Venezuela into a narco state, which means a state whose economy is dependent on the trade of illegal drugs. These accusations even surpass America's approach to Saddam Hussein, whose regime was accused of supporting terrorism but was never officially classified as a terrorist group. So officially classifying Venezuela as having a terrorist organization places President Maduro and his top lieutenants in the same legal category as leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Also, linking Venezuela to terrorism may open the door for the Trump administration to invoke the 2001 Authorization for the Use of Military Force law, which could allow Trump to order military strikes without first seeking congressional approval. The world of reggae music has lost one of its iconic voices, Jimmy Cliff. Cliff's wife indicated online that he passed away due to a seizure followed by pneumonia at age 81. Cliff was born James Chambers in Western Jamaica in the middle of a hurricane that destroyed his family home. He had his first hit song at age 14, which was ironically called Hurricane Hattie. After moving to London to advance his career, Cliff had success with songs like You Can Get It If You Really Want, Wonderful World, Beautiful People, and The Harder They Come. The latter song was the name of a 1972 movie which Jimmy Cliff starred in and wrote several songs for in the soundtrack. The film made Cliff a star and helped popularize reggae in the United States. Cliff later recorded a cover of the reggae classic I Can See Clearly Now for the soundtrack of the 1993 movie Cool Runnings. In 2010, Cliff was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, becoming the only Jamaican other than Bob Marley to achieve that honor. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness remembered Jimmy Cliff as a, quote, true cultural giant whose music carried the heart of Jamaica to the world. In the D.C. area, over the weekend, D.C. celebrated National Adoption Day, which is held annually on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. During this annual event, courts and organizations in more than 400 communities across the country opened their doors to finalize and celebrate adoptions from foster care. At a celebration in D.C., the D.C. Child and Family Services Agency shined a light on more than 60 children and youth who now have a forever family. According to Tanya Torres Trice, the acting director of the agency, there are 530 kids in D.C. who are in foster care, and 100 of them are ready for adoption. Trice, whose own mother was in foster care, said the agency is always looking for foster families. For more information on foster care and adoption in the D.C. area, the D.C. Child and Family Services Agency encourages you to visit their website, which is cfsa.dc.gov. Again, that's cfsa.dc.gov. In today's weather, it's currently about 58 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.